Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 139 today, verses 1 through 12. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. David writes and he says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, for the night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Now we've all heard over and over that nothing is hidden from God, and that he knows all and sees all. And that's true. But what we don't probably understand, especially for those of us who are his children, who have been reconciled through the blood of his son, what we don't realize is his being there at all the times is for our good now. Yes, the Bible says that the knowledge of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, and knowledge of the Holy One brings understanding. And if you're lost and you've never been saved by faith alone in Jesus Christ, you're still in your sin and you need to have a fear of a God who knows everything and sees everything. But for those of us who are his children, I want you to notice a couple of things that David brings out in these verses. Look at verse 5. He says, you hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Jump over to verse 10. Even there, your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Folks, listen, when God has saved us and came, put his spirit within us to dwell within us and also to seal us for our eternity. Remember, he has declared us righteous. This all-knowing God, don't you think he also knew before he saved us, before he declared us righteous, that we would do the things that we're still doing? We'd wrestle with the same temptations that we're wrestling with now. Understand that God is for you and he loves you, and we can't understand it fully. It's knowledge is too wonderful and high. We can't attain it, but he hems us in behind and before. He lays his hand upon us. He leads us. He holds us. I want you to respond today to the knowledge of God in a way in which you feel peace and comfort. Because of time, I'm not going to read the whole section, but if you were to look at John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51, you'll notice that when Jesus reveals himself to Nathanael, he tells Nathanael, I saw you when you were under the tree before Philip came and got you. And he, in other words, he said to him, look, I see everything, and I saw you where you were sitting when Philip came to get you. And of course, his response is, wow, you must be God. Well, God uses his foreknowledge and his wisdom and his all-knowingness, his omniscience, to reveal to us that there's nothing hidden from him so that we would acknowledge we're sinners and respond to his love and then be saved by faith alone in his provision for our sin. But also, for those of us who are his children, those of us who have been declared righteous, we need to respond to his omniscience and his omnipresence by just worshiping and surrendering to his love. Psalm 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. O come, children, come listen to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. If you don't know the Lord, let his knowing everything and seeing everything cause you to humble yourself and repent of your sin and turn to Jesus. If you know Jesus and you've been saved, let his knowing everything and seeing everything cause you to worship him because he's for you. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.